You're listening to Soundside. I'm Libby Denkman. With the stroke of a pen last week, Governor Inslee hit reset on years of work to decide where to build a new major airport in western Washington. And while pockets of Pierce and Thurston counties are breathing a big sigh of relief over the decision, many state leaders are scratching their heads about what's next. The problem is easy to understand. We're growing too fast for our transportation infrastructure to keep up. The Port of Seattle estimates that even with planned expansion projects, SeaTac Airport will reach capacity by 2032. If that happens, many people who want to fly won't be able to. The number of those frustrated people each year could hit 27 million by 2050. To solve this looming issue, in 2019, the Washington legislature created the Commercial Aviation Coordinating Commission, CAC. That commission has spent the last 3 years looking for a workable site for a new airport. Last fall, it identified three finalists, two sites in rural Pierce County and one south of Olympia. But many locals there expressed frustration with the siting process and anxiety about what that could mean for some of the region's last undeveloped areas. The commission was slated to present a final site recommendation this June. But after very vocal pushback from citizen organizers, plus city and county officials from Pierce and Thurston counties, the state legislature listened. It passed a bill that essentially restarts the entire airport siting process. Governor Inslee signed that bill last Monday with some key vetoes that shift the focus of the future search. Shay Johnson is a reporter for the Tacoma News Tribune and has been covering the push to find a new airport. I asked him to catch us up on all that's happened.
Ultimately, the proponents of this bill, who are also the opponents of any prospect that an airport would be cited or recommended for siting in these rural Pierce County and Thurston County areas, ultimately got what they wanted, right? And what they wanted was some confirmation or assurances that there wouldn't be an airport built in their backyards.
Yeah, and this bill Governor Inslee signed, it has this flashy name, Engrossed Substitute House Bill 1791. But what does it actually do, Shay?
So what the bill does effectively is it's going to shield and ensure that these rural areas aren't going to be recommended for a potential airport in the future. And it does that really in two ways. One is that it has a clause in there that if you are a site that would interfere with military operations, which Joint Base Lewis-McChord officials have all said that these three locations would, then you're off the table. That was a big one for airport opponents and proponents of this bill. And then second to that is it sort of resets this whole entire process, right? Buys more time for folks who may have been concerned about other sites that could be looked at for an airport. And it says, we're going to reevaluate what it is exactly that we need from an aviation standpoint. And largely the focus here now, and we heard Governor Inslee say this, is existing airports. Greenfield sites or the potential to build anew isn't even a top priority anymore.
Yeah, so Inslee used his line item veto to really shape the direction of this new commission that will be replacing the CAC. It also has a really great name, the Commercial Aviation Coordinating Working Group. So I guess the CACWG, if we're going to go with acronyms. Governor Inslee used his veto to say, I really want you to prioritize existing airports. And what does that mean? I mean, Shay, we only have so many existing airports that could potentially be expanded, right? So where will the CACWG potentially be looking?
Yeah, it's interesting because it's in some ways unknown. They could look at, you know, all existing airports. We know that the one existing airport that they won't be looking at, SeaTac, but any existing airport, and you might think, you know, Yakima, which has already come forward as a city and expressed interest in sort of taking on this role of expanding capacity, might be a good option. But the thing that to remember is when the CAC was doing their work, they were sort of looking at these parallel paths. They were looking at existing airports, but they were also looking at greenfield sites. They've already come to the conclusion, according to their own investigation, that existing airports, they feel, won't do the job that's necessary to sort of fill this gap that's projected in commercial passenger service. So it is interesting that Inslee wants to look at existing airports. A spokesman for him did say that the governor took the CAC's findings about existing airports into account, but does want to explore that first.
You talk about Yakima coming forward. I mean, that's night and day from what happened in Thurston and Pierce counties, where folks were very concerned about the potential for siting an airport. In Yakima, they were saying, yes, this would be a great place. Come on and expand, you know, what we have going on over here. Do you recall why the CAC, the Commercial Aviation Coordinating Commission, decided that Yakima would not be a good site?
The key concern about Yakima, and we heard this from the CAC's chairman, Warren Hendrickson, was just sort of how far out of the way the city is. There's a huge logistical concern, and that's not to say that there weren't logistical concerns with these three greenfield sites in Pierce and Thurston counties, but there's a big logistical issue with trying to get tens of thousands of people on a yearly basis down to Yakima to get on their flights, right? There's a lot of infrastructure that just isn't there. And it's also, you know, it's a matter of how do you transport these people to the airport who want to go there. One of the reasons why, you know, these Pierce County and Thurston County sites were deemed attractive was proximity. And so now the further out you go, whether it's towards Yakima or even eastern Washington, I know there's been conversation about why not go, you know, further east. It's just about how far away it is from the central population, right? Most of the flyers here in Washington, that population is all sort of around the Puget Sound area.
And like you say, this is something the CAC has already looked at. And I can't get around the fact that the CAC has been working on these issues for years at this point. They've had many meetings. They've had all kinds of discussions about possibilities of where an airport could be sited. What could a new working group, which this legislation creates, do that the CAC hasn't already considered? I mean, what would be different this time around?
If you recall in September when the commission narrows down these greenfield sites to these three finalists, it caught a lot of people by surprise, including local lawmakers. One of the biggest criticisms was that there just wasn't the public engagement necessary or needed for something of this scale. And so now with this on everybody's radar and sort of restarting the process, one thing that would be different is there's going to be a lot more lead up time to letting people know what's going on. You know, public engagement is going to be, it would seem assuredly, much more robust, and people would be given a lot more time to sort of digest. That just wasn't the case in 2019 and leading up to last fall. The pandemic obviously played a role in that. All these commission meetings have been held virtually for people to only learn about it after their site has been chosen as a potential recommendation in September. It left a sour taste in a lot of people's mouths. And I think now we're kind of restarting the process. You're going to see that public engagement focus more so than we've seen previously.
This strikes me as a really big win for Pierce County and Thurston County officials and the organized protests that worked to lobby to have these greenfield sites excluded from a potential airport siting. Talk to me about how they managed to get their message across.
Sure. You saw people come together and really create these coordinated campaigns, whether it was through Facebook or holding town halls. We saw a rally at, you know, in Olympia at the Capitol. And while the activists, the people who opposed this airport siting, the proponents of this bill, they're synonymous, while they got what they wanted here, it wasn't quite as definitive, as immediately definitive, I should say, as they would like. And I think one thing that's interesting to note about the governor's vetoes is that it didn't immediately end the commission, right? And so that was a big sticking point for proponents, was we want to dissolve this commission before they're able to make any recommendation by June 15th. And Governor Inslee ultimately decides not to put this bill into effect immediately. He strikes this emergency clause that allows the CAC to expire naturally on June 30th. So what that's kind of done is it's complicated things a bit, because although the writing's on the wall, the commission chairman, Warren Hendrickson, says we want to fulfill and we need to fulfill our statutory obligation and make a recommendation. So they're moving forward with a meeting next month to make this recommendation. And Governor Inslee said he did this because when the CAC's final report comes to the state, they should report that they were unable to come to a site recommendation. And when I saw that, it made me think, does he know that the CAC is not going to have a recommendation, or is he going to ask them? You know, sort of, it seemed to suggest that there was some knowledge there about what the CAC was going to do.
Yeah, like it's a foregone conclusion.
Exactly. And come to find out, the CAC, you know, has not come to any resolution. They have been asked by Governor Inslee to say that they don't have a site recommendation to make. But according to their chairman, Warren Hendrickson, it's premature to think that they've come to a resolution. Now, that's not to say that any recommendation they make is going to carry a lot of water, right? But just the existence and the continuation of the work that they're doing has been, at the very least, a little annoying to anti-airport activists. And in some cases, it's been a little bit concerning.
So the Commercial Aviation Coordinating Working Group that's replacing the CAC, under the legislation that passed with Inslee's signature modifying it somewhat, it's not tasked with making a single recommendation for an airport site, right? I mean, what kind of a timeline is it going to be working on, and what actually is the working group supposed to produce at the end of this?
They're not going to be tasked with making a recommendation of any single site. The lawmakers who championed this bill saw the CAC's mandate of, you know, this all has to lead to a site recommendation as a flawed one. They thought that that put a lot of, you know, unnecessary pressure on this commission to sort of figure out, we need to come up with a site. And they thought that the timelines that the CAC were given were rather arbitrary. And so what they've done with the work group is said, you know, we don't need all that. We just need you guys to investigate. And in terms of timelines, they will be required to file annual reports sort of on progress that they've made. The first one to the state has to have a list of the sites that will be off the table for any consideration because they conflict with military operations. And that's what you can expect to see in the first report. And then there'll be reports yearly after that. The interesting thing, and you asked about sort of what they're going to be tasked to do. Well, they were expected to do sort of a series of things, you know, looking at existing airports, looking at greenfield sites. There were rules in place that sort of guided how they would do that, the considerations that they'd have to make, including environmental, working with tribal groups, public engagement, things like that. Well, Governor Inslee vetoed effectively the section of the bill that really spelled out their function in detail. He did so because it referenced their research of greenfield sites. And because he wants the focus to be only on existing airports, and you can't just remove portions of a section, well, he nipped the entire section entirely. And what that ended up doing is it left this new work group with a fairly vague function now that's not entirely spelled out, of just sort of investigating Washington's aviation needs within this context of state transportation. I've talked to Jake Fye, who's the representative in Tacoma and a key sponsor on this bill. Well, what does that do for the working group now that their function just really isn't spelled out? He says that they can give them assignments in future budget hearings and sort of frame the work that they're going to have to do a little bit better. And even, you know, Inslee's spokesperson said that they can make adjustments to give them more of a specific role in the future. But the bill has written created a work group with a fairly vague mission.
And meanwhile, the capacity issue at SeaTac is continuing to intensify. You report that projections are for SeaTac to hit capacity by 2032, I mean, that's less than 10 years from now. Like, what are we going to do at this point if we just keep talking about the airport problem and not finding a solution? Or potentially, could this working group decide that actually those capacity projections are wrong?
The working group can do a lot of things. And, you know, the projections that come from this consultant that's been working with the state and that were kind of something that was a guiding light, I guess, for the CAC. You're right. They show that SeaTac is soon to be at capacity, that there's going to be 27 million passengers annually that won't be able to fly by 2050 if something doesn't happen. And it would seem that, you know, if you take those projections seriously and you're taking them at their face, that, yeah, something would need to be done, or you're going to start to find all these issues that could arise from just not having enough capacity to fly people. One of the things that the chairman of the CAC, Warren Hendrickson, has said is it's going to require people to sort of decide, you know, what they're comfortable with. That if these projections ring true, well, is it acceptable to sort of deal with the consequences that could come with that, and costlier flights, more difficulty flying? I will say, people who criticized the CAC's efforts here have said adding another airport doesn't have to be the end all to be all. There was a lot of concerns that alternative modes of transportation weren't looked at, right? Like, was rail really given its due? You know, are there other ways to sort of move people around that just haven't been given its due time in the sun?
Yeah.
And maybe that's something that the work group looks at. But you're absolutely right. It's something that has to be dealt with. And effectively, it's being delayed at least a few years. But when you talk with the lawmakers and the people who got behind this bill, they think that it's better to get it done the right way than a way that's perceived as rushed, as was the case here.
Ultimately, Shay, who is going to decide? Will it be the next governor to decide on a new airport?
The next governor is very much so going to have or play a big role in this. So you have to realize that Governor Inslee said that he wanted existing airports to sort of be the focus here, but it's not cemented in the bill. You know, there's a lot of things that aren't in this bill specifically that could be open to interpretation and flexibility depending on the will of lawmakers. And so there are a few things in this bill that are for certain, and sort of the protections in place for the three greenfield sites certainly is one of them. But, you know, if the next governor comes in and decides that they do want greenfield sites to be a priority, that could ultimately shift sort of what the working group is doing.
Shay Johnson is a reporter for the Tacoma News Tribune. Thank you, Shay. I really appreciate all of this. Thanks for walking us through this.
Sure. Anytime.
The new bill that revamps the airport siting process hasn't enjoyed universal support. State Senator Karen Kaiser represents SeaTac and Burien. She crafted the original legislation that created the Commercial Aviation Coordinating Commission, or CAC. She's also a member of that commission, and she believes there isn't much more that can be done when searching for a suitable site.
CAC has already analyzed 19 different regional airport sites in Washington, in Western Washington in particular. And that's about all there are. They've all been analyzed as to their acreage, their runway length, their suitability in terms of mileage, and on and on and on.
Senator Kaiser says her constituents are shouldering a disproportionate burden of health effects from exposure to air pollution chemicals spread along the airport's flight paths. There is a class action lawsuit against SeaTac working its way through the courts right now over that very issue.
The mitigation has not been adequate, and there are health effects on our communities that need to be accommodated and mitigated, and it's not happening. And we need to share the burden with hopefully areas that are not heavily populated, like the SeaTac International area is.
But chief among Senator Kaiser's concerns are the vetoes made by the governor. She says those cuts have stripped the legislation of any meaningful teeth. The original bill gave a clear outline of what groups needed to be consulted as part of the siting process and was essentially a roadmap for the work group. Now, she says, that roadmap is gone.
Well, this new work group has absolutely no mandate to recommend any specific locations and no deadlines to make any decisions. I'd say that's pretty much a recipe for inaction and for no decision making. It's not easy to make tough decisions. And when you give people the option to not do it, they will not do it.
Overall, Kaiser says she sees this restart to the process as just kicking the can down the road. Her prediction is that it will take even more legislation to fix gaps left in the final bill.
I think what's left of this bill that was passed is really unworkable, and it would be best to start over again next session, and that probably will have to happen. It's a bitter laugh to say, but I've seen it before, and it's going to have to be done again.
Even some supporters of the bill were caught off guard by the governor's vetoes. State Representative Tom Dent, a Republican from Moses Lake, was a co-author.
I never was called by the governor's office that they were going to do that. I didn't know it until the next day.
Dent, who co-sponsored the bill along with Democrat Jake Fye, says it's a shame to see that progress go away.
We committed to the people that we were going to work on bipartisan legislation. I'm very disappointed. Very disappointed that a piece of legislation, especially the vote that came out of there, was pretty good support from the legislature. It's just disappointing that here we are back to square one.
As for locals in Pierce and Thurston counties, some are happy. They feel the pressure of potentially having a new airport in their backyard has calmed down.
What the governor put in his veto message is it removes all greenfield sites from consideration. So that we felt was good.
This is local organizer Jake Poole, who lives in the Pierce County Central site that the CAC included as one of its three finalists. His chief concern now is that the commission still plans to put forward a recommendation in its final report. And that means locals inside the three proposed greenfield sites feel like they're not out of the woods just yet. Even if that recommendation doesn't have much teeth, Poole says, it could be used down the road to justify expansion.
They're already referencing, past research has been done that's 20 or 30 years old on this topic. So we're worried that they will use it as like, well, there was a site recommendation found. It's just at the time they were able to move forward on it. And we're worried that they'll keep using it as a reference.
The commission will give its final recommendation, whether that's a specific site or no site at all, on June 15th. Thanks for listening to Soundside. This show is only possible because listeners support us. If you're able to give right now, please check out the show notes for a link to donate. And don't forget, you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM Seattle at noon and 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, or anytime online at KUOW.org.